I want you to vote for me.
What is happening?
I want you to vote for me. Hi, we have everybody on hand. Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous info babe, the queen of cheap, et cetera, et cetera. Jennifer Horn is here. She'll do all kinds of things to get you to smile. Richie will do all kinds of things. I'm not sure whether he'll smile. Maybe he'll laugh a little, cry a little. Here we go. I want to. Should we start with a laugh or a cry?
Laugh.
It's laugh, of course.
Laugh. All right. So I have four things that are government related. They're all laughable, even though they are sad in reality. All right. The Lifeline program. How many people know what the Lifeline program is?
That's where they give them cell phones.
Right.
That's not the one
I
where
Regis
lets you call a friend.
Me. Yeah,
no, that was
get,
life. Oh. That's Lifeline. Oh, Lifeline.
I thought it was the one
where you
Yeah, where you get stuck in a bathtub.
And that's the commercial version of it. The Lifeline program,
I thought it was
government
Jennifer,
version.
You get one Lifeline. Who are you going to call?
Right. So there are 16.5 million cell phones that are being used as a part of this Lifeline program. So this is not a part of the discussion or the debate, but I thought you'd be interested to know that it's costing you, as a taxpayer, collectively, $1.5 billion a year.
Of course it is.
$1.5 billion a year. And the government found out last week that about 10-12% of all those who are enrolled are not eligible for the program. So here's another great management reality. Yes, Richie.
Can I ask you the question?
You may ask a question.
Why would it cost us this much? For example.
Why?
Down in the lobby of this very building I am sitting in, they have a canister where you can deposit old and used cell phones.
Which
are then given to...
The needy.
This one is for abused
domestic
women.
Violence?
Domestic violence victims.
Yeah. Okay.
And I've put three cell phones in there that I just had laying around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they get the service donated by the companies who then... Write that service off as a deduction.
Yeah.
I can't understand why you need to spend $1 billion to provide these services for somebody when
people
are happy to donate old phones they can't use anymore, and businesses are happy to get the write-off.
Yep.
So, in reality,
the $1.5 billion is actually more than that because of the write-off reality you just explained.
But you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with us doing things. If the government doesn't take in as much income because we have helped provide a service for somebody who needs it.
At least they're not spending.
So they're not spending.
They're not spending the money, which is what we are being critical of. Okay. Item number two on the government hoorah list. Last, I think it was Saturday or Sunday. I'm not sure what day it was. A truck crashed into a plane.
Kind of like a priest walks into a bar.
All right. So the catering truck slams into the side of an AirTran Boeing 717 in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
And the preliminary report released by the National Transportation Safety Board says that the truck was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
No kidding.
That's their finding, yes.
Duh.
The driver said a beverage can in his truck became lodged between the floor and the brake pedal, preventing him from applying the brake, so the truck slammed into the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you look at the front, the picture of the plane, how they build these planes, they put them there, they come in actually four different pieces. They put the fuselage together, then they add the nose cone on, which has the cockpit and everything. They put the tail on, they put the wings on. So at the place where they joined the cockpit to the plane itself, it ripped it apart because it hit it that hard. There are 103 people on the plane when the truck ran into the side of the plane as it was bringing peanuts or whatever else they... I just thought that this is one of those things. The government, the National Transportation Safety Board, said that we are not to worry because nobody was hurt, but the airplane was substantially damaged. All things, this took, by the way, aboard a panel of 14 people rushed to Milwaukee to examine the plane, which any fool could plainly see was damaged, and write the same report that the National Transportation Safety Board wrote under the circumstances. All right, so next item for government scrutiny is the Framingham, Massachusetts New England Compounding Center, which is the focus of now 23 people dying. 300 people have impact or effect from these shots of steroids that were put together at this compounding center, which is in the same building as a recycling center. And the family, the same family owns both of them. So the government, in their wisdom, has decided that the problem is that the buildings were connected and that they walked back and forth from one office to another, and therefore the virus came from what was out in the back. Again,
the hallway.
Any fool could walk through the building and make the same, and they had a raid the building. People in Framingham are laughing. At a town meeting last week, we had, actually, they were laughing out loud at the reality of how stupid the, not necessarily the police, because they just went because the feds said, will you give us an escort or cover or something? The feds show up, the FDA and the DEA, to examine the records in this company 2 weeks after the first two people died. And the people that were in...
Yeah, I love this.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
2 weeks later.
Empty.
Right. And the guy who... you can say what you will about the family. Their name is Conigliaro. The damage has been done. And so they've... You know, the news media has been in there and got more information than the feds had. And yet they come with these... There was an entourage...
Guns a-blazing.
Yeah. 14 different vehicles speeding down the street to go into this building at 7 o'clock at night, when they could have gone in at 9 o'clock in the morning and gotten the same thing.
With a key.
They didn't have to have a key. The guy said, call me up, come down, we understand we're wrong, we know everybody's going to sue us, we know we're out of business, but whatever you need, you can have. At that point, it wouldn't have made any difference. No, let's not do that. Let's make a big deal out of it.
Funny. That's not funny.
So then there is the final story I have is from our website, the DougStephan.com website today, one of the stories that's in the What's New box. Food and Drug Administration. See, this is another. They're everywhere. They can't do a damn thing right. They want more people. They screw up everything they touch. The FDA now looking into a connection between Monster Energy drinks and the deaths of five people who had consumed the drink shortly before their deaths.
Yeah.
Why are these things even on the market? They are dangerous, bad,
I go back to the
unhealthy.
Story. 2 years ago, when I'm walking through the aisles of Target and I see a 10 or an 11-year-old kid with like a 12-pack of Red Bull
under
his arm, and he's mumbling to himself. He's walking by himself.
Yeah, because he's high on Red Bull.
Yeah, like he's there with his mom or something, but his mom is somewhere else in the store, and he said, I'm going to go get my 12-pack of Red Bull. But meanwhile, he's walking down the aisle by himself, mumbling, and his head is shaking.
And he's 11 years old.
He's 11 or 12, maybe, something like that. And that was the moment for me. I mean, you know what the stuff is, just hyped up with caffeine.
I don't even drink it as an adult.
This drink has 160 milligrams of caffeine per 16-ounce can.
This girl in Frederick, Maryland, just up the street, the most recent death, she had two of them in a day.
Yeah.
And apparently she had a heart valve issue, but it had an all clear from her doctor not to, you know, worry about anything, do anything different than anybody else does. Mm. Well, she pounds two of these things within a day, and boom, that thing starts flapping like crazy. It's lights out.
The FDA will hold off on safety warnings against these drinks
until
a full investigation is complete, which they say will take about a year.
Yeah,
that's very good.
Mine takes 13 seconds. Ready? Yeah. Don't drink them.
Jeez, these people. And we keep paying and paying and paying for this stuff, and they keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, do your children drink these energy drinks? A, yes, almost every day. B, occasionally. C, rarely. D, no. E, I don't know. So I guess
you know, Honey Boo Boo drinks these.
Honey Boo Boo,
no.
Really?
She has what she calls, I think it's Go Go Juice, and it's Mountain Dew mixed with an energy drink.
Oh my God!
Oh, good Lord!
And she made. Well, she's seven now.
Seven.
Yeah, since she was five, she's been drinking it, and she made Dr. Drew try it on Dr. Drew's show when she was a guest, and he, I mean, I thought he was going to die. He's like wanted to spit it out so badly, but that's what she drinks to get ready for her competition.
That's like huge caffeine.
Do you guys remember Jolt?
Yes, I remember Jolt. Yeah.
All right. So
you know, when you
not.
Go through the 7-Eleven, you'll see these things. You know, they say all natural.
Right, all natural. So manure is all natural. 800-510-8255. Doug and the Good Day Gang. Here's something for you to look at. This is a free opportunity, and I say free oftentimes guardedly. I don't hear. There's a book called 101 Recipes for Beauty, written by an authority named David Pollack. And in this book, you find all kinds of things that you can use to keep your body, your hands, your feet, your skin in the best possible shape. Your face, your eyes, all around, everything. That, remember the old picture of people putting cucumbers on their eyes?
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing how much cucumber is now used.
It works.
And the folks at Pure Attitude who have come up with a lot of the things that you'll hear me talking about over the next few months, this is stuff for your eyes, moisturizing cream, all of it has to do with the, or comes from, in part, using cucumbers and a new hydro drench that's not water, because water apparently is not good for your skin. This is it isn't. It's not good for your skin. Water is not good for your skin. So they've replaced water with a hydrating complex naturally found in your body and also in the plant world, thus the cucumber connection. Anyway, if you'd like more information on these recipes for your beauty, you get the free copy by going to justaskdavid.com. justaskdavid.com/Doug. Ask for a free copy of this book and see how you can be helped by learning about how to best take care of your skin and your body. justaskdavid.com/Doug for the free book, 101 Recipes for Beauty.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. ProEM1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. ProEM1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with ProEM1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For those of you who are all TV'd out after the debate, Jennifer's going to give you the results, by the way, of the ratings. My bet is they're going to be way off because football and baseball are on last night. I'm betting there are when half as many people watched the debate as had been the case before. At any rate, one of the shows that was on after the debate, one wonders how the ratings were for The Voice, The Last Battle. So all of the teams put forth their challengers, Alexis Marco and Daniel Rosa, with What Do You Want From Me? Team CeeLo. And there's nothing wrong with you. It's me. I'm the same. Nothing much there. Daniel Rosa won. CeeLo. But he showed the most improvement on his team. All right, so let's see here. Next up is Brandon Mahoney and Nicole Nelson. Ain't no mountain high enough, babe. Team Adam. See, this by the force of the upbeat tempo, it sounds bad. This isn't bad. What do you think, Roberta?
It's not bad. No. But they all sound the same as people.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
I have to say, for compared to the rest of what I hear from the show, this is actually pretty good.
I bet. They have some good talent, Rich. I know you haven't seen much, but...
No. I've been watching it, and I just...
No, I mean, I know you haven't seen much of the much talent. You haven't liked it, but I think you will. There's some good
ones. So Adam chose Nicole Nelson to be the winner of this team battle. But we all like this song.
Yeah, this is good.
All right, last selection we have here is Devin DeLora and Marissa Ann. Closing the show with Free Your Mind, Team Christina. That does sound like an answer. What garbage.
The thing with the battle is they try so hard, it just doesn't sound great all the time. But I think when they go into single performances...
Christina picked Devin there.
Yeah, but Blake stole the other one.
Yeah?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man. I will tell you, the show format is cool.
Yeah.
And I like the way that they had them sing with each other, yet at the same time against each other. That's just it's a neat idea. But I think Jen is right. I think they go at it too hard, and it ends up sounding
like a karaoke. Like a presidential debate.
Yeah, hokey.
All right, so, by the way, do we have any presidential debate back and forth? The Twitter account was busy earlier and last night.
with presidential debate
observations. People are fact-checking. That seems to be the big thing on social media is fact-checking the final debate. We actually have posted on our Facebook page for you to chime in on any thoughts from last night's debate. You can do that. And then we're also following a few trends on Yahoo right now. Number one is Lea Michele's baby bump, which she denies she's pregnant.
Who's Lea Michele?
She's from Glee.
Oh, okay.
Number two is Paul Kurtz. He passed away. He's a New York philosopher.
Yeah.
Number three, Russell Means passed away, Indian activist. Number four is Trump's Obama announcement. That's trending at Yahoo right now. And number five
Even
is
though
James
nobody knows
Blunt.
What the announcement's going to be.
Right. Number five, James Blunt quitting because he made an announcement he's quitting music, which never works out well, James. Never say you're quitting.
Really?
Just disappear. Then you can always come back.
Yeah. So the Trump announcement, by the way, I understand it has something to do with DNA from fingernails that he found somewhere in a restroom
of
in
Obama's
the Trump.
House.
Yeah, right. In the Trump Tower, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Big stuff. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. If you're ready for another extreme sport, there's a growing interest for horse boarding, where somebody rides on a kind of skateboard while being pulled by a horse.
Beautiful.
It's an actual sport in the UK. Is that hilarious or what?
It is. And it's a pretty high rate of speed as well. So you can check out the video of the day, the horse, the rider, and the dummy on the board behind him. That's all for you to visualize at DougStephan.com.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Cofequence number 4 from Robitussin, the not-so-silent auction.
1,900 once, 1,900 twice. Do I hear 2,000 for this pair of precious porcupine candle holders? Sold for $2,000.
But I really didn't mean to.
To the man in the plaid jacket, congratulations, sir.
Coughs have cofequences, like getting stuck with porcupine candle holders. That's why there's Robitussin. The liquid formula soothes your throat on contact, and the active ingredient relieves your cough.
Porcupine candle holders? Really? You shouldn't have.
I know.
Robitussin. Don't suffer the cofequences.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thursday is 2 days from today. It's Tuesday.
October. Thank you for the update.
Yes. Okay.
I want you to make sure you're on the way to the best part of the week, which some people think is tomorrow, because today is Tuesday, tomorrow is Wednesday, day after that is Thursday. Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. Jennifer's going to report on the latest in the television world, including the facts on the fact checkers.
The facts, just the facts.
Yeah. I was thinking about that because we were just talking about fact checking during the break here, and you have to fact check the fact checkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's so, got
a lot of baloney. Yeah.
Everybody comes in and says, "Well, here's the facts." Those are your version of the facts.
Nonsense.
We were at my high school reunion over the weekend, and we were talking about, because I was a girl I graduated with is now a news anchor at a TV station in West Virginia.
Yeah.
And then another guy is a cameraman for CNN.
Yeah.
And he was telling us how they always try to get the cameramen to report on the stories.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. That's not my job.
Right. No, they were trying to save money.
No,
hire a reporter
and get them to come out. I'm here to film and tell you what's going on, either by video or pictures. Yeah. That's my job.
That's the job. So what's your job? Your job is to be informed, and hopefully you like the way that we go about that business every day on the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is the queen of cheap. She is here right now inform us about some of the special deals today that you can get. Make sure you check out every day the Queen of Cheap box at DougStefan.com next to where the supermarket guru puts his material for us to know.
Roberta Fasanelli.
This is about savings.
Oh, yes, I am a dumpster diver. You would be proud to know, Doug, that, as you know, I'm selling my parents' house, and we had to redo one of the bathrooms, the lavatory, before we sold it because it was really a wreck. Right. And I found a wonderful pedestal sink out in the garbage on the streets of Manhattan.
Really?
And I picked it up, and it is now in my parents' bathroom.
I got a few extra ones here at the farm if you'd like them. I never throw it. That's what people. We filled up the dumpster last weekend. We were cleaning up because we had a fundraiser last weekend and next weekend. The dumpster was overflowing. And I looked, opened up the tub, and I looked in and I thought, are you throwing that out?
Right.
What do you mean? You're not throwing that sink out. I grabbed it and took it out. All right, anyway.
So well, I mean, that's the way you do things. New Yorkers are wonderful at recycling. That's what we call
you know,
recycling.
We have a our neighborhood has a Facebook page. And a lot of people in the neighborhood belong to it, and you will see, I don't know, almost every week a picture of something that somebody's getting rid of, saying, "Here it is, come and get it." Boom.
What a great idea.
Somebody had 450 bricks.
Oh, cool.
That they wanted to get rid of.
Yeah.
And within minutes,
gone.
They were gone.
That is great.
Oh, a bike the other
great
day.
Great idea.
They put it out there, put it on the Facebook neighborhood page.
Yeah.
Minutes, gone.
We have something like that in Framingham called Framboards, which has discussions of politics. People have special things going on, and they want to give some away or sell something.
Just that whole neighborhood community.
Cool.
It's very cool.
Fabulous idea.
Yeah. All right, so meanwhile, back in New York City, where the Queen of Cheap resides...
Some other ways to save money. Let's start out with Michaels. You know, that's the arts and crafts.
Every other day, you get something
like
from Michaels. Every other day.
This is $5 off of $25 plus 40% off one item.
Yeah.
So you could save really big if you
I will tell you, when you have kids, the 40% off and the 50% off coupons at Michaels are you look for them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely. If you walk into Michael's, it's kind of like Bed Bath and Beyond. Do not walk into either of those stores
without the 20% off coupons.
Right.
My wife keeps all of the Bed Bath and Beyond coupons right in the map pocket of her car.
You know, they never expire, by the way.
Right.
A little hint about
never.
Yeah, they say expire, but they don't. They'll take them on your cell phone. You don't even have to, if you have a smartphone, you don't even have to have the paper.
Really?
They, as long as it has the, you know, because the barcodes come up on the cell phone, it'll just scan the cell phone barcode. And if it doesn't scan, that happened to me at Michael's a couple of weeks ago. They'll just take one of the ones that they have in the cashier's drawer and scan it.
Right, use it for it.
So they really really doesn't matter. As long as you just show that you have it, they'll take it. Famous footwear. I know, Jen, that you love Famous footwear. From the 24th, which is tomorrow, through the 28th, 30% off of your entire purchase. In store or online. This is an incredible deal over at Famous Footwear. I mean, their shoes and boots are cheap to begin with, and now an extra 30% off. If you get hungry while you're shopping, Burger King, they have buy one Whopper, a chicken sandwich, or smoothie and get one free. This is an Amazon local deal, so you have to go on the internet to get that one. It's good through November 4th, however, so you have some time. For we girls, a free Maybelline Dream Fresh BB Balm sample. This is one of their, products.
Have you tried the BB Balm?
No, I haven't.
It's awesome. It's
Is it awesome?
It's a moisturizer, base makeup, and like a serum all in one. So you don't have to put on all these multiple things. It's like a tinted moisturizer, but way better.
I see. That's what I do every morning. I take my moisturizer and and what I use, and I put my foundation in it, and I mix them together. So this is already pre-mixed.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Great idea. Amazon.com, here's a couple of video credits and MP3 credits. Free $2 instant video credit and free $2 MP3 credit. And we tell you how to do that on DougStephan.com in the Queen of Cheap section. And we've also got Sears. You know how they give you sometimes those free photo packages? They've given you a free 10-inch by 30-inch custom wall portrait and photo shoot. This is $124 value. It's good through November 6th. So this is a really good deal. You get one of those huge, huge portraits that you can stick on your wall. It kind of looks like a poster. And you'll find all of this great stuff in the Queen of Cheap section at DougStephan.com.
Up and coming, Jennifer checks the television report. There is always a story or two that comes out like this. Almost every day, we all can find four or five of these stories. Attendees at a drunk driving awareness picnic saw a woman being given a field sobriety test by police, so they gathered around to watch the demonstration. However, it was not a demonstration. A police officer named Linda Harris, the coordinator of the drunken driving prevention program, had driven up, and apparently another officer smelled alcohol on her breath. A breath test recorded her blood alcohol level at 0.09, above the legal limit. She failed four of the five coordination tests, arrested in front of the onlookers, and charged with driving
That's a stupid person of the year award.
Oh, my God. Didn't we have a Darwin thing It seemed to be yesterday on the website, didn't we? Oh, no, today on the
website.
We've
had a couple of Darwin stories this week.
No, today. This is today, the dumb crook news of the day today. Syracuse, New York, fellow demands $20,000 in a bank robbery. He leaves with his bag of money and goes, sits in the car.
License.
No. He counted the money. He demanded that he said, I want $20,000.
Oh, no.
He went to the car, counted it. They'd shortchanged him. So he went back to the bank to get the rest of his money. Police are now helping him file that complaint from his new cell. Dumb crook of the day story. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so
that's why my favorite line used to be, that's why they do what they do, and yeah, we do what we do.
Such as it is. Well, there's always this stuff, the outrages that are a part of. Some of these, some people find amusing, some people do not. Davenport, Iowa, residents Mac and Merla Cubby were surprised to see strangers in their yard removing a teepee and other items connected to the teepee. Turns out that the folks were being visited by the city. The city workers were removing debris a neighbor had complained about. Mr. and Mrs. Covey said they used the teepee for spiritual ceremonies. One of the city aldermen sent a notice to these folks instructing them to remove the items, but the note was sent by the alderman to the wrong address. So these people had no warning that there was a problem. So the city comes and takes down their teepee and brings it to their incinerator.
But that's not debris.
Of course, well, that's the point of the whole story, that it isn't debris. How dare these people in government? Yesterday we had a story of somebody going into a woman's house when she was asleep, demanding she wake up and sign a notice that she was not taking care of her yard, her lawn was too long. I mean, what are these? What is going on? This is why every time you see one of these debates, and these people, no matter whether you have debates for local, maybe you've got some mayoral contest in your community, or you got a statewide election, or whatever it is, all these people should be grilled on what they think the appropriate role for government is. You ought to know whether somebody would support this kind of stupidity or not. And if they do, why would you want them there? Right? Am I missing something or not? Missing people that have common sense. I just want to acknowledge something quickly.
Sure.
The Farrah Fawcett Foundation, I love saying that, the Farrah Fawcett Foundation is giving women with cancer a day of beauty. So if you are interested, you can collaborate, or they have collaborated with the Glamour Project and the Farrah Fawcett Foundation under the direction, interesting enough, of Jacqueline Smith, who was also one of Charlie's Angels and very good friend. I think they were best friends, apparently. She's always talking about City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles is where this is taking place, Jennifer. A Day of Beauty sponsored by the Farrah Fawcett Foundation.
That's cool.
You can go spend the day if you have cancer, and they will help you. You know, there are a lot of women who've had operations that, you know, take away from their natural beauty, it would appear. So this is a way of learning how to either deal with it or to cover it up or to, I don't know, I'm not sure. But I know that it sounded like a cool thing. That's why I wanted to talk about it. Here's something else that's cool that you've heard me talk about for the past couple of months. A dental researcher came up with a new way to whiten your teeth. And it has been extraordinarily successful at first blush. And the reason it's been successful is, duh, it works. It works because it has done away with the annoying whitening strips and those trays that many people have used before. You know, a yellow smile affects getting a job, getting a boyfriend or a girlfriend, that sort of thing. And so why would you want to have yellow teeth? You'd want to have your teeth whitened, but mostly you don't want to bother with the strips or the trays. And until now, that was pretty much the only way you could whiten your teeth, unless you had a very expensive procedure done at a dentist. So now what do we have? You have the Power Swab. Power Swabs work on all of the surfaces in your mouth, crowns, caps, and, by the way, bleaching, which is really what goes on with these whitening strips, pretty bad for your teeth. This is an all-natural organic substance which is aimed at removing the stains off of your teeth safely, and they stay white longer. And by the way, it works faster. How can you beat that? 1, 2, 3. It's the 1, 2, 3 punch from Power Swabs to fix that look that you know you don't like. Yellow teeth, yuck, get rid of them. Call now and order direct from the manufacturer Power Swabs, 800-865-7602. Sounds kind of cool, doesn't it? It works. I've got them. You can get them. This is a clinically proven product. It'll make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Works on bonding veneers, I told you, caps, crowns. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. Get them, buy them, use them. Don't like it? Get your money back. Risk-free Power Swabs available at 800-865-7602.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Guys, check out what's going on in the twilight world of television.
Twilight world of television.
You like that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Tidbits on the X Factor. Didn't you say yesterday the X Factor was renewed?
It's renewed for a third season, yes.
Right. Okay. So I hear that tonight, is it tonight or tomorrow night, the president's on The Tonight Show?
The president is on The Tonight Show the 24th, so that is
tomorrow. That's
tomorrow night, yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, do we know about the reviews or the, we know have initial ratings on the debate last night versus football and baseball?
You know, I've been trying to find something, and I don't think the numbers have come out yet this morning. I'm still looking, though. All I can find is the numbers for the last debate, which was huge, 65.6 million people
watched.
There
was no football game
But
on.
People were not, exactly. But people
and nobody
were not
was really excited about that. They got what they needed out of the second one. The people really didn't care. I got the really distinct impression people didn't care. Did you, Roberta, care about the debate last night?
Oh, very much so.
Did you?
I thought it was going to be more exciting.
Yeah, really? Absolutely.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, so I'm not right about everybody.
I was thinking with all that Libya stuff from last week, I thought that it would be a little bit more debate,
yeah, right.
But it was just kind of low-key. But no one was expecting huge ratings for this, and so maybe later in the morning we'll find out more when the numbers get released. But we can't talk about Dancing with the Stars. Did you guys hear about what happened to Melissa Rycroft on the show?
No! What happened?
She fell during rehearsal and she injured her head and her neck.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, she doesn't know if she's going to continue on. She's under the care of doctors right now, but she was taken away by ambulance to a nearby hospital. Kind of sad.
Sure.
All right, also, not only did X Factor get some good news yesterday, but Showtime's Homeland got renewed for a third season. People love this show. My mom says it's as good as 24, so I need to check this one out, I think.
Really?
Anything that's
What's
as good as 24 is okay. Homeland.
I've heard that it was good, too. Didn't that... there was some controversy, though, I saw about that the other day. I'm trying to remember.
Libya's upset. Lebanon.
Lebanon
is upset with them because the show's supposed to be based around events in Lebanon, and they actually used Israel, and so Lebanon's upset that they did that.
Really?
Yeah.
You
try to get a filming permit. Yeah, you get a filming permit in Lebanon. I'm thinking Israel might be easier. All right, this new show, Nashville, I'm really loving it. It's a really soapy, kind of Dallas-y type drama on ABC. And Wyclef Jean has been slated to do a multi-episode arc on the show, which is kind of cool. He's going to be a country music star playing with Connie Britton.
That's sweet. Hi, there's the story from Jennifer Horn here on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A whole new era for new business startups launched when the U.S. Congress passed the Jobs Act, which contained the new Crowdfunding Act. And that meant certain controversy and a game changer for the entire American economy. So Good Day is here to help spread the word for those looking for bright economic news by introducing a new daily feature about crowdfunding called Startup America News. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Startup America News. Our unique daily news updates will feature crowdfund news, where you'll hear why experts across the country believe crowdfunding will usher in a new era of unprecedented affluence in America, and how you can cash in on this new economy advancement with an early mover advantage. Fasten your seatbelt. This is going to be a fast ride. Here's why this will affect most Americans.
I do think that crowdfunding, more broadly defined, so under the new law but also under the existing law, I think it will have a really dramatic effect on our economy, because right now most investors who are not accredited investors, which is probably about maybe 96% of the population, we don't have much choice of where to put our money. So if any money we have to invest, whether it's our retirement account or just any money we have to invest, is leaving our communities and going to Wall Street and not really helping our economy necessarily, we'll start to see a major change in where people are putting their money, and money will get pulled out of Wall Street and will create tons and tons of jobs. So I think it really will be a major change.
Jenny Casson should know. She's an attorney who has been helping startups raise money for years. She explained why everyday people will be participating in crowdfunding, whether you may be, one, interested in funding the next big thing, or two, if you're an entrepreneur with a big idea who needs money, like Steve McGowan, creator of Remy, the lucid dreaming sleep mask,
who needed only $35,000 to manufacture it, but who raised 20 times the amount that he asked for online.
Our financial goal when we launched Remy was $35,000, which we thought, you know, was an achievable, maybe a little bit optimistic goal for something that not a lot of people even know about. We met our funding goal in 12 hours, and by the time we wrapped up, you know, we had done almost 20 times what we originally asked. Our Kickstarter total was $572,000, I believe.
This fundraising just happened, and he's not alone. Debbie Sterling and her small group of friends are recent college grads who wanted to fund a new product idea. Goldie Blocks is a building toy for girls to boost their interest in mechanical engineering. When I reached Debbie by phone, they were already well on their way to crowdfunding success.
Our goal is $150,000, which is what we need to do our first production run. And right now we're at $136,000.
How long did it take to reach the $136,000 mark?
4 days.
That was then. By today, they have raised nearly $278,000 and are just another example of why so many top professionals are convinced that crowdfunding is the most exciting financial news in the past 70 years. In closing, here is your new crowdfunding to-do list. You should visit StartupAmericanNews.org to learn more and receive free updates about the hottest crowdfunding trends. There you'll find a crowdfund-news.com button. Click on it so you can discover how anyone can now have the same crowdfunding access to raise money for any deserving project. The rapid expansion of crowdfunding will bring controversy with it, especially from people who are not early adopters of new trends. Remember, controversy does not mean something's wrong, just controversial. Those who can embrace the controversy and gain some understanding of the benefits of crowdfunding will have almost unlimited opportunities ahead. Tomorrow, you'll meet another crowdfunding professional. This one will help me explain why media leverage may be the key to the great American economic recovery. Thanks for joining StartupAmericanNews.org.
Check out StartupAmericanNews.org. Check it out. New era for new business startups. Kind of a cool thing. A new feature here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.